A type of OCD belief that is called magical thinking is the belief that thoughts or actions have certain ability to control the outcomes of events. This type of thinking is not based on any evidence, but is based on a feeling. For example, a person with OCD might fear, "If I don't walk through this door just right, something bad will happen to someone I love." The belief creates anxiety, which might cause them to have to walk through the door several times to get it just right. When the person finally gets it right, they feel relief from the anxiety, which then reinforces the belief. So because they feel the relief after the compulsion is completed correctly, they believe, "Everything must be okay because I feel better now." Magical thinking is closely related to the irrational thinking style of emotional reasoning, which is the belief that if you feel something, it must be true. In this case, it is the belief that if you feel that something bad is going to happen, it must be true. And if you feel that a compulsive behavior will prevent something bad from happening, it must be true as well. Most people with OCD recognize that this thinking is inaccurate. In fact, they often say, "I know it is not true, but I still feel that way." This statement indicates that they are giving too much validity to their feelings. Therefore, it is important for them to learn to recognize that feelings aren't always accurate, and to learn to evaluate the situation by examining the evidence rather than using feelings to evaluate. If this seems true for you, then begin to tell yourself when you have these thoughts, "It doesn't matter how I feel. My feelings may not be accurate. I need to examine the evidence." It is often difficult for people with OCD to examine the evidence because they often have the belief that even though the evidence may be true of others, it is not true for them. So they may be unable to say, "People walk through doors all the time. If it caused bad things to happen, then bad things would be happening all the time." Or they might say, "Well, how do I know that all the bad things that are happening aren't due to the way people walk through doors?" A good way of examining the evidence is to look at how many times things do not occur. For instance, how many times bad things do not happen when you are feeling anxious? Or even, how many times good things happen? Most people with this type of thinking only look for the bad things, which then confirms to them the validity of their thinking. However, if you deliberately look for the good things that occur, or the fact that many times bad things do not occur, you begin to get a different perspective. You begin to see that there isn't a relationship between what happens and your magical belief. This magical belief has developed because of trying to get rid of the uncomfortable feeling of anxiety. When a person is anxious, the brain automatically tries to understand the reason for the anxiety. If the brain can't determine a valid reason, it begins to look for other connections, which can lead to the magical thinking. However, for people with an anxiety disorder, sometimes you just feel anxious. There may not be any reason. It is something that occurs because it is created by the anxiety disorder itself. Therefore, instead of trying to get rid of the discomfort and creating more problems with the artificial comfort provided by the compulsions, it may be helpful to learn to tolerate the discomfort. For instance, saying to yourself, I am anxious because I have an anxiety disorder. There is no other reason. I don't need to look for connections that don't exist. Instead, I need to try and deal with the anxiety. This allows you to directly deal with the anxiety. One way is learning to tolerate it. This is similar to people with chronic pain. The more you learn to tolerate it, the less noticeable it becomes, and the less control that it has. The other method is developing some coping strategies to deal with the anxiety, such as relaxation, breathing, or mindfulness. These methods need to be practiced routinely, not just when you have anxiety, for them to be effective in helping to reduce the anxiety. However, with either of these, you are dealing directly with the problem, rather than creating an artificial means of control with the magical thinking and the compulsions. Remember, tell yourself frequently to help you create a new pathway in your brain. Magical thinking isn't accurate. It occurs because of listening to feelings instead of evaluating the evidence. It doesn't matter how I feel. My feelings may not be accurate. I need to examine the evidence. I am anxious because I have an anxiety disorder. There is no other reason. I don't need to look for connections that don't exist. Instead, I need to try and deal with the anxiety. The more you listen to this audio, repeat this way of thinking, and apply it to your situation, you can begin to develop greater control over the magical thinking.